Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Today, we're going to talk about the 3 ways that you know you are thinking like a designer. So some of you probably suspect you already think of like a designer. Maybe you feel like a designer, but I'm here to confirm it for you. So if you're thinking like any of these ways, there's a pretty good chance you are thinking smart. You are thinking like on the correct path of what a designer ought to be thinking whenever they are around anything, okay? So I think you guys are gonna like these. Okay, so number one, when you go out in public or you go to a museum or you go to, you know, whatever, maybe even it's just Target, you immediately, whenever you see something and you feel inspired, you immediately start thinking and figuring out a product lineup for it. So you immediately start thinking of it in 3D, or you start thinking about how it would work or how you could assemble it. And so your brain just starts like picking it apart and trying to decide how you would sell it. How would you design it? How would you produce it for the marketplace? Okay. That is very, very typical of a designer to just like immediately hop right in and be like, okay, this is what I would do with that. And it's like your brain just like immediately turns on. It's like a trigger. You see that cool thing and maybe it's just like a card and you're like, oh my gosh, that design is so fantastic. Or you see something in a museum and you see that chair and you go, oh my gosh, I love the curve on that. I could totally see that in a card, or I could see that in whatever, okay? That's the way designers think, okay? Number 2 is, I have to look at my notes here, you guys. Oh my gosh, I hear this one all the time. Especially my new designers, that you see the world in shapes. It is very hard when you become a designer, especially when you're learning Illustrator, which is what many of you are doing in my coursework. You're getting to know Illustrator. And, you know, I have people say to me all the time, oh, Karina, I don't draw. Guess what, you guys? If you know Illustrator, you don't actually have to know how to draw. But you do need to see the world in shape. And if you see the world in shape, suddenly it becomes really easy to draw, very, very easy to create the things that you want to create. So if you see the world in shape, you know you are thinking like a designer, okay? All right, this one is really funny. This is number 3. Number 3 is that you understand very quickly and you start processing it in your brain the moment you see a design, why it's working or why it is not working, and you're using the vocabulary to match it up, okay? So if you have not had a formal design education, you probably aren't thinking this. If you've come into Design Suite, you probably have started thinking like this. That's my program, because I'm always talking about how we've got to think and talk like designers. We have to have the vocabulary, right? And so I will see a design. I will just see something like a card or something, and I'll be like, oh, goodness gracious, that is a terrible focal point. Or I wish they had chosen a different font. Or the opposite, which is, that is a fantastic font. I love the way the C curves into the K like that, right? So you're like picking apart the designs that are around you, usually in a good way, right? At the beginning of our design careers, we tend to pick apart in a bad way because we're still figuring it out. But now I tend to spend a lot of time being like, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's done really well, right? Or, oh my gosh, the scale on that is fantastic, okay? Now, the first 2 I think are easier, especially if you are self-taught. you tend to like start thinking in shapes, or you're starting to think how you would use it in a product. The third one is a little bit harder. So unless you've gotten some formal education, you might struggle a little bit more with the third one, but there are ways you can get to it. I have a recommendation. I love, love, love design books. There are several that you can get on the marketplace, just on Amazon. In particular, I'm going to tell you, we're going to tell you a history book today. But Philip Megg's History of Graphic Design, I think, is fantastic. And he might not even call History of Graphic Design. It might be History of Art and Design at this point, because it's gone through several renditions. But that is a great book to start with, because it's going to start making you think and use the vocabulary of a designer. And he does it, of course, with a history book. So it's really, really fun. If you liked this lesson and you want to know a little bit more, you want it, my PDF on it, we have a PDF for it. You just have to go over to my Instagram feed at Karina Gardner. And on whatever the last post is, all you have to do is put podcast and, let's see, I have to look at my notes here, put podcast 3. Okay, so podcast 3. If you write podcast 3, then we will send you the PDF from this little lesson with a little more detail about why these things will help you think and act and behave a little bit more like a designer. I hope you enjoy that. I hope to see you on my Instagram feed, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.